Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Buzz Bomb and Redneck Roy Show. Tonight, your brains will be filled with the pussing ooze of comedy and sick, demented shit that these two sickos get into. They will dig into your darkest, deepest place in your soul and rip it out and throw it in your face. Enjoy tonight's show, for it shall be your last.
Go all around the world looking for people.
It's just the thing. It's just the U.S. But yeah, I know what you mean. It's a different kind of show, though. You know.
Yeah.
Your reality show might be like, well, what did you have an idea for your reality show? What did you want it to be about?
I don't want to be desperate, but we're just thinking of the idea of picking up girls and, like, I don't know. It's a silly idea, but, you know, why not?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. You just got to, you got to make it, if you're going to pick up girls now you got to make it funny. Now, are you seriously trying to pick up women and get dates with them, or are you just trying to, like, do something funny and have them slap you in the face and shit?
I just want to do something funny. Like, or it's I just don't want to try too hard to get a woman. I just want to see how, like, go with the flow. Try different costumes or try different, like, approaches. Like a pickup artist.
Yeah. There we go. Well, write down what you want to do. You know what I mean? You write down what lines you want to use on the women's. And you know what I mean? And make sure you tell them you got a big Peter and you smoke lots of reefers and you'll be all right, I think.
Watch out, ladies.
That's right. That's right.
Watch out, ladies. He's coming.
That's right. Dakota Rhodes is on the road trying to book some hoes.
All right. By the way, I know you're going to ask North or South, but it's both. I'm for both North Dakota and South Dakota.
I was just about to ask that next. I was about to make fun of it. You didn't even give me a chance. You just ruined my joke there, Dakota. But that's all right. I forgive you.
Everybody asks me that. They're like, are you North or South? I'm like, you know what? I'm both. I hate picking. I'm both. I'm just both.
There you go. So you're the whole doggone state and shit.
I can be North or you can be South real quick.
Can you be East or West? That's the question.
Maybe. Who knows?
You have to test the waters and see if it's a talent you got. You know you got the talent of the North and the South. Now you need to figure out if you got the talent of the East and West. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not West. It's
Weast.
Weast. Yeah.
Weast.
Hey, it's the SpongeBob.
Now, right. That sounds like yeast. Like a woman has a yeast infection.
It's the SpongeBob quote. Mr. Krabs said it.
I love that fucking show. It's not for children. It really ain't for children.
It is.
You got to be smoking reefers.
It's stupid.
You got to be smoking reefers when you
thing.
Watch it. It's just how it is.
That's the thing.
It's just how it goes.
Yep.
So now tell me now. You said your dad was a rock star, right?
Yep.
What's his name?
Scott.
And what music, kind of music did he play?
He was playing, like, alternative.
When was his era? Time of fame or whatnot? When was his... years of his doing what he was doing.
Well, he only played in a show once. It was in the 70s. So.
Okay. My papa used to play the drums when he was in high school. I think he said he played the drums and the guitar. Now, I don't know how to play any instruments.
Did they have, what is it called? Battle of the Bands or some crap like that they have in high school?
Oh, I remember that shit back in the 70s. Yeah, I think it's what my dad did in one of his high schools and shit. Pappy playing the drums and the guitar.
You might think
my pappy looks like Willie Nelson, but he don't.
What do you exactly win, though? Like, do you win, like,
I don't know.
You win if
I guess
you, like,
don't
won
depend.
The battle? I know.
I think you win some kind of opportunity is what it is to get, you know what I mean, either a contract with a company or something, or a record company, something like that. It's some kind of opportunity. Now, if you go on the TV show America's Got Talent and shit, then you're going to get yourself a big payday if you win the whole thing. And you get yourself a recording contract. But Battle of the Bands, I'm not sure. That was do they still have Battle of the Bands?
I guess once in a while they do, once in a while.
Maybe.
I haven't heard it in years and shit, but...
I mean, Long Island is like... Long Island is fucking full of cover bands, and the original music doesn't get its chance.
No.
What do we have now?
We have freaking crappy-ass rappers like Little Xanax and, like, whatever the freaking...
Peep and shit?
Yeah, or what's next? Little freaking couch or little chair or a little table? Like
Little Peter? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Little refrigerator?
I just don't understand today's music. I mean, I like country, I like rock, I like EDM, I like some pop, but these rappers, man, like, it's like today, it's like, and now anybody can be a rapper.
Well, that's the truth, because you got Facebook and YouTube and shit, you know?
Just come up with a shitty name and auto-tune your voice, and then you're like, what? The next kid rapper or something? Like, come on, man.
Well, see, you got to make sure you rap about the right things, because that's the only way you're going to get a contract in a record company is if you rap about things like, you got to say shit like, I got pills, I got bitches, I got pills, I
yes,
got bitches.
Exactly.
You know, if you can do that, you get yourself a gold record.
Yeah.
Shit, I can do it. I'm going to get myself a gold record.
Pills.
I'm going to be Redneck Ruin
on
the charts and shit.
Like, come on. Yeah.
Well, it gives people an opportunity, social media, to be able to go out and put their shit out there. But most of these people that do this shit got connections. But the thing is that, like you said, Dakota, the way the music is, the industry is nowadays and shit, like, this
yeah.
shit would never fucking stand back in the days of Biggie and Tupac. You know what I mean? Little Pete would never be the fuck around in days of Biggie and Tupac. You know what I mean? You had to have
yeah.
real talent back in the day to really get yourself out there. But the thing is that a generation has changed. A generation nowadays is just fucking stupid. They're stupid.
Yeah, like,
they don't know
like,
what good music is because they grew up to the bullshit. So that's all they know is the bullshit. But that's where it comes in, where the parents got to teach the children.
Yeah, it's like
parents are
got to
be responsible for teaching the children the good stuff and old stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like them saying, "I got pills, I got Xanax, fuck your bitch while I'm on some Xanax." Like, it's like a
right. Right, exactly.
Bitch.
And then he gets a fucking contract for fucking $2 million, right?
Yeah. Be the freaking next like Lil Wayne or not even Lil Wayne, Jay-Z and all that crap. Like, freaking, come on, man. But what happened to the old rappers like N.W.A. or freaking?
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
Jay-Z's old
Public
music,
Enemy.
But, you know what I mean? Public Enemy, that's right. LL Cool
yeah.
J. I'm bad.
I mean,
remember
nobody,
that shit?
No freaking today's rap country, like Lil Xanax and all that, none of them can top Eminem, though. Eminem.
Absolutely
like,
not. No, there's
yeah.
nobody that'll be able to top him, I think, as far as white rappers go. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think that Eminem did everything. You see, back in those days, everybody wrote their... You can't be considered an artist unless you write your own music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you got somebody else writing your shit for you, you ain't an artist. You can just get
mm-hmm.
up there. You're a performer. That's what it is. You see?
Well,
if you can get up on stage and you can perform, whether you're singing or not, well, that's a performer. You sit down and write your lyrics and write your music and make your own shit, and then you're an artist. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's them, like, performing, but, like, they're using, like, ghost production, which is, like, producers that don't even have, like, any fame or, like, get their name out, and they're taking the producer, the ghost producing thing, and then just make it them their own. That's what they're doing.
Right, well, that's just the way things are nowadays and shit. You know, nobody
oh,
really,
yeah.
not many people have, like, that good fucking, how can I say? They just don't. They don't got what it takes now.
They
just
got the
mojo.
They don't
yeah.
got
the mojo. They don't got the mojo. They don't got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's all right. All right,
Dakota. You send me a song. Why don't you tell us a little about the song we're gonna play?
That's right.
Well,
let's hear. It's called Better, right?
Yeah, it's called Better. And it was me, and then I found, like, an acapella. It's basically, like, you know that Future House stuff that you play at clubs? Like, Future House? I'm like, you know what? I'm like, you know what? Why not make a hit song like that? Like I know, because I know some producers make hit songs out of Future House. That's kind of, like, how they got to, like, DJing and all that. So I'm like, you know what? Might as well write it. I mean, it's cool.
Hey, might as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're going to let our fans listen to it right now, if it's all right with you. We're going to play it.
Let's do it. Let's check it out.
Yeah.
That's
it's
right.
YouTube,
sit back,
too.
And this is Dakota Rhodes with Better. I don't know if he's North Dakota or South Dakota.
Better. Things will get better.
Things will get better. Things will get better. Things will get better.
All right.
I feel better on
the radio. What was that on that track?
Well, it's an acapella. His name is Kamal. It's K-A-M-A-L. It's not two M's. It's one M. So, yeah,
I like it, though. I like the song. I do. I like it. I like the beat. It reminds me of something back in the 80s and shit.
The 80s? The 80s disco?
Yeah,
the
a little bit.
Disco and all that? Yeah.
A little bit, yeah. I like it, though. I tell you, I do.
All right,
we
got about 12 minutes left. How long is it going to take you to set up the drums, Dakota?
Well, the drums are already set up. I'm just sitting down talking right now. But I got to say one thing. All right. I like make, like, also remixes and DJ mixes. I might make another DJ mix and release it in the summer, so stay tuned.
So you
That's
play
right,
your
you
drums
do a lot
now?
Of remixes and shit on your page, right?
Yeah, I do remixes and original, like, DJ mixes. Like, you know, the DJ mixing they use for the live mix and all that. I do that, too.
Okay. That's some complicated
awesome.
Shit. Maybe
we got to get you out there and start doing shows.
Yeah. Because right now, I got a laptop. I got a freaking, like, DJ board. I need a car. And I think sometimes they'll bring wires, because I don't know if any clubs have, like, where they can set up wires to do the live stuff where the music plays really loud and live. So, I don't know.
You just got to keep trucking, brother. That's all you got. You got to keep trucking. You'll get there eventually, as long as you don't give up.
Yep.
Yeah, as long as you dedicate yourself to what you're doing, it'll happen. You just got to dedicate and commit and... shit will happen, man. You just gotta really go for it.
Remember,
right,
kids,
be
things
patient.
Will get better. Things will get better, kids.
That's right. Patience is a virtue, you know what I mean?
Yep.
That's right, that's right. Are you gonna play some drums for us here?
Yeah.
You gonna get to see how you sound? You gonna be like the one-armed drummer from Def Leppard and shit?
Yeah. If I wanted to, yeah, but it's not going to be my left arm.
That fucking guy was good.
I need my left arm, so.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, you know, you got both arms, so I think you probably, you'd be all right.
Yeah, I'm going to freaking unplug my headphones to put it on speaker. Just tell me when to play, like, right now. You want to play right now?
Yeah, just go play right now.
Just all do right. Your doggone thing, man. Get in the zone. Yaddle zone.
All
right. Here we go, people.
Here, though.
It is.
What
right.
kind of drums you got?
What the hell is it called? A Grantish? A Grantish?
Is it regular drums, like you play drums? Like the regular drums?
Yeah, it's regular drums. It's an acoustic.
Okay. It was just a little hard to hear, I guess, because of the connection in the audio of Blog Talk is not the best. So it's so hard to hear, but it was good. I heard it. What I would like you to do is maybe make yourself a track playing the drums. Record it, put it on MP3, and send it to us, and we'll play it on the air.
All right.
When we do our show, I think we lost Buzz.
We did?
Blog Talk Radio likes to kick Buzz off a lot. I don't know what it is. They don't like Buzz very much, I think.
Oh, that's mean. That's really mean. That's mean.
Yeah, He called in as a host, and they kicked his ass off the show, so I had to wait until he calls back in, which will probably be the next minute or so.
Right.
That's what you deal with when you're dealing with Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
So, look, real quick, while we got the time, I wanted you to tell people where they can find you and find your music so they know where to go if they want to listen to your music and whatnot.
My originals and stuff, just go on YouTube and search Dakota Rhodes. I think it's me doing the peace sign with my headphones and my glasses in. I think it's like even...
All right, now.
Yeah. It's YouTube.com/Dakota Rhodes.
All right, you got Facebook?
Yep.
Is it under Dakota Rhodes?
Yep.
Is it under North Dakota or South Dakota?
just Dakota.
Here he goes, Buzz.
I hear Buzz right now. It's the first channel.
He just called back in.
When you look
I don't know. I hung up by accident. I don't know what the fuck happened.
When you look up Dakota Rhodes, it's the first channel. It has 145 subscribers and 62 videos.
Well, that's a lot of videos, man.
Yep.
Holy shit. I'm going to look it up right now. Hold on. I'm going to subscribe to your page as we're talking. Give me a second now. I got a very slow tablet. It doesn't have the best fucking connection.
All those remixes are like, I know they're copyrighted, but I don't steal people's ideas, so I do disclaimer. I do not own, it's just a remix. That's how
right, I hear that. Well, you know, a lot of people use other stuff to put in their songs and whatnot. I mean, you know, if you have enough money and you want to buy the rights to something, you could do that too, but that's pretty expensive, so sometimes it's not affordable for people. What I like to use is I use the Muser Maker Jam application and whatnot, you know what I mean? Oh,
yeah,
look at you right here, man. I see you, Dakota Rhodes. You're the first doggone person up in here.
Yeah,
that's right.
The three originals, the four, five originals I have, actually. Yeah, I have six originals. It's Tom, I Won, Where's Mo, Logan Paul, sorry. Where is it? Oh, Shane Song. I have... Oh, Fade in a Blue Dream, which is like a bootleg that I made. I made like three bootlegs. Oh, Dakota Rhodes ESSR, that's an original. And Dakota Rhodes Dance With Me is an original. And yeah, that's about it. Oh,
I see something up here. It's a drum video.
Oh, yeah, it is. That was like my first drum video I made. And Marshmallow Alone, I made a remix. That is like, that has 135 views.
All right,
oh, yeah.
That ain't bad, man. That ain't bad.
Yep.
Keep on trucking. You know what I mean? It takes time. Most of it is advertising.
People say that you don't make it a DJ overnight, and I get it. That's why I'm slowly building up.
Yeah, it takes time to do whatever you want to do. You know what I mean? Anything that's going to make yourself a good career and it's going to be worthwhile, it's going to take time to build up and do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, the only thing I could like interject about this is that you gotta do a lot of promotion, because YouTube, the way the algorithms are, that people aren't gonna find your shit if they're not searching just on your name. If they search on, you know, DJ this whatever, it's not gonna show up. So
yeah, that's
you have to let people know where to find you.
I promote
right.
it on Instagram. I promote it on my Instagram, too. You can go
that's
to
a good
my
one.
Instagram. It's Dakota Rhodes Music. That's my Instagram.
You got a Twitter?
Yep. My Twitter is... But my Twitter is like... It's weird for me because I'm slowly getting followers, but then I'm slowly not. It's Dakota Rhodes. That's my Twitter. Dakota_Rhodes10. That's my Twitter.
Okay.
But it's like Twitter.
Well,
like,
I mean, you're doing
weird.
The right thing by getting on all the social media, but you gotta promote, man. You gotta promote.
Yes. I've been.
You gotta spend a lot of time doing it too.
That's how I got 145 subscribers. I've been promoting my ass off.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to spend a whole doggone afternoon and just do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just don't know any promoters around town that will promote my stuff. That's the thing.
You just
got to
get your stuff out there, that's all. And
well, I mean, It might not be known to you, but Buzz Bomb is a promoter.
All right.
That's right.
But like,
but what are you saying?
It's very weird. It's just very, very weird.
You're right,
that,
Buzz
like,
is very weird.
No, I'm not saying Buzz is the same. It's very weird that promoters are not around Long Island a lot.
Right, I know. Well, you go find them mostly in fucking Manhattan and shit in the city, right?
Yeah, in the city. In the city is like where all the whole fucking DJ gigs galore. It's like they fucking...
You know what you gotta do?
A lot of DJs play there.
You know what you gotta do, Dakota?
What?
How you gotta make yourself some CDs. You make like 100 of them bitches. You know, make copies of them. Go down to Times Square and stand right out in front of Rockefeller Center, right there at the doggone police station is, which you got where you got the big fucking tall building in the middle, right in the heart of Times Square, and just hand out your CDs and shit. That's what you do.
I gotta start making more original music then, because I've been making remixes and stuff. But you know what's the funny thing? Some two dudes came up to me when I was in the city once. They're like, listen to my rap song, and the other guy's like, don't listen to it. It's trash. Listen to mine. I'm like, oh, that's funny. Competition in here.
Yeah, that's what they do. They try to get you. You know. Yeah, I just want to let you know we got a minute left in the interview, so we're going to wrap it up here, and whatnot. But before we do, I just once again I want you to tell everybody where they can find you: Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You go ahead, lay it out.
And all right. My Twitter is Dakota_Rose10. My Instagram is DakotaRoseMusic. My YouTube is DakotaRose. And my Facebook is D-A-K. That. And I have a SoundCloud. It's DakotaRoseMusic, too. It's not number two, but I have a SoundCloud.
All right, now. Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Dakota Rose on the road promoting his music.